You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We thought we had a gold mine there with our Pittsburgh Blue Jays t-shirt that we unveiled yesterday. And now we find out Pittsburgh doesn't want the Blue Jays. We're trying to find them a home. And then once we do, then we'll create that t-shirt. Are they the Baltimore Blue Jays? Are they going to be the Buffalo Blue Jays? The Dunedin Blue Jays? Are they going to be the homeless Blue Jays on the road? And then their road games, where they're the home team, they get to bat last. Those are some of the options. So baseball starts tonight. We don't know where the Blue Jays are going to play. And we don't know how many playoff teams there's going to be. It's kind of rare to go into a season in any sport where you go, we got one franchise who doesn't have a home to play in. And we don't know how many playoff teams there are going to be. Other than that, everything looks good. Doubleheader coming up tonight. Got the Nationals, Yankees, Dodgers, Giants, play ball. Yeah, McClubb.
But which is weirder, that there's an NFL team reporting a training camp without a nickname, or that there's a team with a nickname without a city in baseball? And it's fast.
What are the Washington football players going to wear on their helmets? Are they still going to be able to wear that logo? Do they take off the sticker and it's a maroon helmet? I'm curious. And what happened to that time frame with Daniel Snyder? Because I still think that he got out in front of this Washington Post story by announcing that he was going to change the nickname. How many days ago was that? 10? And we haven't heard anything about this. Remember, you had somebody who had trademarked all of the nicknames, the potential nicknames there? Haven't heard anything about that. Have we heard from Daniel Snyder? We got a memo, right? I think that's it. Yes, Todd.
I think you have a maroon helmet and then in capital white letters, WAS. WAS for Washington, but WAS is also, there was a logo here once, and now that logo is gone.
Thank you, Todd. How about the Washington Football Club? Like, you almost treat it like it's a soccer team. No nickname there. But I'm waiting for a time frame there on what's going to happen with Washington. We're going to talk to J.C. Treader. He runs the Players Association. He's the president. The Cleveland Browns Center will join us coming up. Aaron Gordon, the Orlando Magic forward, lives in Orlando, but he has to live in a hotel room in the bubble. We'll talk to the former slam dunk champ. And Rick Sutcliffe, MLB Network, or ESPN baseball analyst, former Cy Young winner. We'll talk about the Mookie Betts deal. Because that surprised some folks. I think that deal was already in the works or completed maybe back in February or March. And they just rolled it out because the baseball season starts tonight. All righty. We got a poll question, McClubbin?
Yeah, I started with which contract makes you feel more comfortable? Mookie Betts, 12 years, 365, or Patrick Mahomes, 10 years, 450, and Mahomes, 75%.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. It's hard to even remember, but Major League Baseball did have part of a spring training this year, and that feels like such a long time ago. And now the real season's kicking off, and even diehard fans probably need a refresher. The big story was supposed to be, how are the fans going to treat and harass the Houston Astros for the cheating scandal? That kind of went away because there's no fans there. Now it's going to be incumbent upon the players if they want to police the game and they want to hit the Astros or they want to throw at them. We get to see how Mookie looks in a Dodger uniform, Gerrit Cole with the Yankees. And does it look like or sound like a foregone conclusion? The Dodgers are going to be in the World Series this year. Feels like there's a little bit more competitiveness in the American League for that possibility getting to the World Series. The biggest difference is going to be coronavirus and how players will be distanced from one another. The Blue Jays, we don't know where they're playing. Teams have to manage their staffs for a 60-game season. It's a sprint, not a marathon. So fast and furious, but hopefully safety first when it comes to the possibility of getting to the postseason. But I think it's going to be a fascinating ride that, yes, it's 60 games, but enjoy the 60 games. And the number of teams who would still be in the playoff contention races. Now we're going to go from 10 teams to 16 teams. So you got 60 games and 16 teams. So 8 from each league are going to make the postseason. Now, it might render the regular season meaningless. but you're still going to have some excitement. You'll have at least one outlier that makes it into the postseason that you didn't expect. Will it be the Reds? Will it be the White Sox? Will it be the Diamondbacks? So it'll be fun. And I think the more open-minded we are about this, the better the experience is going to be. Because if you go in, just like when, you know, J.R. Smith got to the bubble and he complained about the meal, and I said, shut up, J.R. You're lucky to be in the bubble. Just play. You got a chance to win a championship here. We're watching this unfold. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to sound the same. And in some sports, it won't be the same. But you have something. And if I said to you 3 months ago, 4 months ago, you're not going to have any sports for 4 months. But when it comes back, it's going to look like this and sound like this. And everybody would have signed up for it. It's here. Enjoy it. Because I hate to be skeptical. We're going to start these sports. I hope we're able to finish these sports. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Zach in Pittsburgh, the city that doesn't want the Blue Jays, joining us on the program. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, so we were just talking, you guys were just talking about the fan noise being reproduced. They actually had a really good job of it reproduced on the Cleveland Indians Pirates series that just played. Anytime something good that the Pirates did, they had reaction on the TV. So I don't know about in the stadium for the players, but I mean, the Pirates have been pretty much background noise since Barry Bonds left. So nothing's really changed for us. The background noise is still the same and sounds like summer baseball to us.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Zach. I don't know if they're going to have, there will be sound pumped into the stadium as much as it will be just for your TV. And I don't know how they do all of this. Joe Buck will join us on the show tomorrow. I just think this is, it's kind of a work in progress. They're going to see what looks right, sounds right, and then they'll make adjustments here. But I do think that you're going to have somebody. Can you do a 7 second delay in some of these sports? Because you're going to be hearing a lot more than you ever thought you could. And these players are going to realize, hey, I got to watch what I say, because you're going to have microphones that pick up things. It was the crowd would drown it out or mute it. And that's not going to be the case. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you think there's any chance, like with baseball, this will be more exciting than the old seasons and they'll pick up some of these things, like a shorter season?
No, there's too much money that they're paying out with these contracts.
But what if this is the best baseball season we've had in 20 years?
But you have to extrapolate and go, okay, I'm paying Mike Trout this amount of money. How do I get that money back? Mookie Betts is making this. Gerrit Cole is making this. The only way you can do that is to play 162. They're getting paid off 162. If they were getting paid off 60, that would be interesting to see these contracts right now. Yeah, Paulie?
I always root for what's awkward. Remember years ago when Brady, and we wanted him to win the Super Bowl, so we had to shake hands with Belichick, or shake hands with the commissioner. I think I'm now rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series, or at least make the World Series, because I would love that the World Series is played in Buffalo or some type of weird place, and that, you know, the Astros being in the World Series would have been very awkward.
Oh, if the Astros go to the World Series, I'm fine with that.
It's awkward.
I like the uncomfortable feel that's going to have.
They're top five in odds to make the World Series.
I'm gonna wager that the Blue Jays are not going to go to the World Series.
They are. Ooh, you bet 100, you win 8,000 okay. If they win the World Series. They're eighth from last as far as the odds to win the World
Series. Yeah, they're not a very good team.
The worst teams odds-wise right now are the Pittsburgh Pirates, Baltimore Orioles, Miami Marlins, Seattle Mariners, Detroit Tigers, Giants, Royals. Kind of all in that mix.
Oh, okay. Chili in Orlando. Hey, Chili.
Hey, Dan. Good morning. First time, very long time with watcher, listener. Couple of quick hits. First of all, thank you for the Miami experience. I'm looking forward to Tampa. You guys are great with the post-show photo op with everybody that was in the studio audience.
Great.
It was amazing.
Yep.
And second thing is right in the backyard there for Fritzy and Seton, I'm thinking of the Yard Goats place in Hartford. Place is amazing as far as the minor league park. I know it's a Colorado affiliate there, but that place is awesome. Two-hour bus ride to Boston or New York. Baltimore is not far. I thought that's a good one since they're in the same division. Was wondering if that ever went on the plate for consideration. And finally, just really quick, we're at the midway point, or just passed, for MVD, right? Most Valuable Danette. Can I give you a quick thought on that?
Yeah.
So quick categories. I got Paulie as the nicest guy. Fritzy as the funniest.
Wait. That's a bad start, Chili.
I'm offended by that.
Yeah. Paulie's not the nicest.
Well, I've met him twice now. He saw my kids there at the bottom of the old Subway place. I saw him in Miami. I think he's a nice guy.
Okay.
And
when nobody's looking, Paulie is a nice guy. Yes.
Hey, you know, this is interesting, too, because according to the show's Wikipedia page, we haven't done MVD. The last one was 2017.
Yeah.
So
I just didn't find somebody who was that valuable.
Right?
I mean, I don't have to hand out an award every year, though. Yes, Chili. What else do you have?
I got Cena's probably the coolest dude. I got McLovin with the best degree, but Ethan MVD?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I was waiting for that.
Okay.
I knew that's where he was going from the second he got.
Okay.
Cold-blooded.
Ethan is our stat guy. Well, he's America's stat guy and a Harvard grad. Yes, Paulie.
It's like eligibility. Has he performed in enough shows? Like if you started after the All-Star break in the NBA, would that be enough to win the scoring title?
Well, I don't know if it's number of shows, and I'm going to have to go back and see if there's anything in the rules that you have to have a certain number of shows to qualify for Most Valuable Danette. It's like Zion with Rookie of the Year. Can he be the Rookie of the Year? Yeah, that's sort of what Ethan has become with this show. Yes, McLovin.
I'm sure Ethan has a stat on what's the least amount of days worked by Danette to win MVD.
Well, Ethan in the mix here? So do I change this? He's not a Danette, so Most Valuable Danette. But he feels like he's the fifth Danette.
Whoa. Some people are not going to like that.
Now you're just being cruel.
I know,
Dan.
I am. I'm being mean. Yes, Todd.
When you're making such a significant difference in our content and our programming over a short period of time, I think you could wink at the lack of the number of games or reps. And I think he's
You think that Ethan should be?
I think he should be in the mix for the voting. Sure.
Okay. Do you know his last name?
No, I know I have it on an email somewhere.
Okay. All right. So Ethan, our stats guy, might be.
But we refer to him as Ethan, the stats guy.
Yeah.
Should we give his last name and his address and phone number? How does that help the process?
I'm just curious if you knew him, Todd. That's all.
I'm
don't get
sure.
defensive.
You get 25 emails a day. I don't think I'm on his email chain. To be honest, when you guys are talking
how
about
many
stats
times?
That you got, I haven't seen any stats in like.
You remember
weeks.
The cameraman we had?
I'm not going down this road.
No, you just went down this road.
Oh.
No, you were asking me if I knew Ethan's last name.
I know, but I'm just curious if you knew, if you read the email here. Remember when we, in New York, we had a great cameraman?
I haven't seen any email from Ethan. I'm sure he's doing fine work, but when you guys
and you did not know the cameraman's
I'm
name.
It for the first time.
The cameraman who was in there every single day.
Frank.
Yeah, I know. And I said, Todd, do you know his name? And he goes, yeah, of course I do.
I like that Todd's not on the email chain with our stat guy, and it wasn't going to bring it up until the segment came up.
Yes, he.
The, Oh, damn it. I had something to say, and now I forgot what to say. Yeah.
That's going to hurt you in the Most Valuable Danette.
Damn, yeah. I had something, too, and it was to get off of the Todd thing.
You were trying to...
I was trying to get us away from this...
Frank?
Yeah.
Cameraman, Ethan.
Defensive Todd. It's my least favorite Todd, so
ooh.
I wanted to get away from it
okay.
as fast as possible.
All right. Well, then maybe you are the Most Valuable Danette. If you're doing what's better for the show... And, of course, Todd, because Todd is the epicenter of this program. He's a true American treasure, I think somebody called you. Yes, McLean.
I'm sorry they were joining this, but Todd just said Ethan should be up for MVD because I haven't gotten a stat email in months.
And I'm willing to overlook the fact that he decided that I wasn't important enough to be part of the email chain. I still think he's doing fine work, even if I'm hearing it for the first time and you guys see the stats ahead of time.
Ethan started in early April, by the way. I just wanted to bring his name and his work to light now because I wanted to see if he was going to be consistent. Yes. He
Chat Row said that they always thought that Todd was the fifth Danette.
Wow. That's not nice. Yeah. It's funny as hell.
Yeah. Speaking of the fourth Danette, Reggie Miller, I think, is going to join us next week. Yes.
Have you noticed, too, now that Ethan's been getting all this love, all of a sudden there's all these other new stat guys coming out, sending in all the emails. They're trying to get in on the party, but sorry, only one Ethan there, guy.
Yeah, I got a guy named Aaron Charlton who just got involved in this. Like, Aaron, easy.
Norm Charlton's son.
Unless you went to Harvard and you're able to keep up with Ethan there. Keep the stats coming, Ethan.
Ethan casts a long shadow.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Vincent in Wisconsin joining us. Hi, Vincent. What do you have for me today?
Thanks, Dan. First of all, I just want to say how great it was to hear Bob Uecker calling baseball yesterday. Yeah. And it was great. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it. Him calling Yelich's home run. He started standing up, giving him a standing ovation and yelling, and you could almost see Christian Yelich right at home plate pointing up to Bob Uecker because he can hear him because he's the only one in the stadium. Hey, getting to the MVD, I think just a weird observation here. It has to do with rugs. Seton has three awesome rugs under him. I believe Pauly has two. And the back row shares a rug, which tells me a lot. And as far as, Dan, a suggestion to get Penny to like you a little more, put a rug in that back room because Penny's claws on that cement, man, she doesn't dig it. That's why she doesn't come out and hang out with you, buddy.
Wow, that is deep. Yeah, Penny is the big German's dog. And back in the control room, Penny is there. And I go back usually once a show to give her a cookie. And Vincent saying that I should have a rug there so Penny can come out instead of on the cement. But I'll work on that. I did not think that. Bo in Virginia joining us. Hi, Bo. What do you have for me today?
Hey, guys. Speaking of Ethan, can you get him to start doing Fritzy's puns? If you put W-A-S on the Washington helmet, it doesn't mean there was a logo on there. W-A-S is the logo.
Thank you, Bo. I don't want the audience to turn on you, Tom.
That's all right.
Because you're an American treasure.
I'm not sure what his point was there. WAS, it would be the temporary logo, which stands for Washington, and that there was a picture of something that was derogatory before there was.
Yes, Paul.
I got to agree. I'm an expert at jabbing Fritzy. That guy kind of whiffed there.
It's all
right. By the way, Ethan's brand, bad day to be up for MVD. You decide to take a day off on a Thursday? Well, oof.
Wait.
Ethan's off today.
Let me see here.
I haven't seen anything. Putting your feet up. Seen it before.
I think what Ethan did is he is off today, and he probably sent all of his information to another stats guy named Aaron, who's trying to weasel his way in here. I think that's what it is. Yes, yeah.
Delegating responsibility is a sign of true leadership by Ethan. So.
I like that. I like it. Absolutely. Yeah, Paul.
Legend.
Yeah, I think that... Ethan is a team player? Yes, McLovin.
Have we ever seen Ethan and Aaron in the same room,
we have
by
not.
The way?
We have
so
not.
We kind of know who Aaron is.
We have not. You're taking a day off soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Next Friday.
Maybe Ethan might be available.
Dangerous.
I mean, remember when Lou Gehrig started?
Why, Pip?
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, I know. But I got to find somebody really good to replace McLovin if he's not going to be here on a Friday.
We had Odorous do it once.
I just had to say, Pauly just threw me a joke. So he said it's so bad that I don't know if we could say it.
Oh, then we probably shouldn't.
No. He's evil. And Todd is clueless.
Wow.
Once again, Pauly proving he's not the nicest Danette.
No.
How could in person is one thing.
Well, when we get a chance to meet fans of our show, I think it's really cool that they come out or stop by the old studio.
Like, you don't make fun of them until they leave, and then you talk about them behind their back.
Sometimes I'll make fun of their clothing and stuff, but I think they think it's fun to be made fun of. It's like if you ever meet a comedian, and if Adam Sandler makes fun of what we're wearing, it's funny. You know, I find it funny when someone makes fun of you. Who you respect.
Or Fritzy hugs somebody's girlfriend or wife.
Yes, without being asked.
Yeah. All right, take a break. We'll check in with the NFL Players Association. J.C. Tretter, Browns center. He was great last time he was on with us. Is everything good? Everybody good going into this season with the NFL Players Association and the NFL. Also, we'll keep an eye on. There's a couple other stories The Seattle hockey franchise is going to announce its nickname this morning. That'll be right after we go off the air. But that won't stop us from maybe speculating what that name could be. I liked Sockeyes, but I don't know if that how that sounds. They had a contest. Seattle Times readers chose the name Sockeyes in a weeks-long polling contest. That was 2 years ago. Have you seen any other nicknames in there?
Yeah,
Kraken.
Yeah, the Kraken came out of nowhere.
Now, that's a fictitious character,
yeah.
Right? Creature?
Was it Release the Kraken? Is that Clash of the Titans, the movie? And then the Emeralds is also popular. They think those are the betting favorites. Kraken, Sockeye, Emeralds.
I like Emeralds. I would go Emeralds then instead of Sockeyes. Although, if you're looking for the logo, like Sockeyes would be pretty good. I don't know what Kraken looks like. I don't remember.
It's kind of like a Godzilla-type character.
Huh. All right. Well, that's coming up at 9 Pacific. Yes, Tom?
With Emeralds, you could have a nice big green shiny jewel. You can make that work as a logo.
I wonder if they had thought of that.
Wow. What else were you going to show for Emeralds?
I don't know. Yeah, but, maybe I don't know.
And that's why
are Wizard of Oz related. That wouldn't
Captain
make sense.
Obvious.
That's Kansas.
Captain Obvious. Do you think the folks in Seattle are going? Wait. Did you hear what Fritzy said? How about we do green and emerald? And
that's not necessary.
No, it's not. Okay, my bad.
Seattle Supersonics. How'd that work?
21 after the hour. More phone calls coming up. The halfway point for Most Valuable Dan. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. More phone calls coming up. This program brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. It's the all-new GG four-door coupe. Life's a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you missed any of our interviews from the Mercedes AMG Man Cave, go to danpatrick.com. Watch and listen from inside the Mercedes AMG Man Cave. Mercedes AMG, driving performance. He's got a real important job. He is the president of the NFL Players Association, J.C. Treader, and also the starting center of the Cleveland Browns. Browns scheduled to open the season in Baltimore on September 13th, and JC kind enough to join us. Where do we stand here? What questions are left to be answered from the side of the NFL Players Association?
Yeah, there's still quite a few. We obviously made some strides early in the week on some of the safety issues. Those I don't really even consider union wins at this point. Those were just the right thing to do by the NFL, and we've been fighting to get the NFL to look at this thing, understanding that football has to look different. There's no way to fit coronavirus inside of football. You have to find a way to fit football inside of coronavirus. Things like daily testing, things like no preseason games were things that had to be done in order to try to not just start a season, but finish a season. So there's still a lot of work left to be done, a lot of questions left to be answered.
But you go back to Sunday, and it felt like an orchestrated Twitter salvo being fired by some of the marquee players to the NFL. Did you organize that?
That was player led, and that's the thing about a union. The players are the union. So was it union led? Yeah, the players organized it. And I think that just shows that the players are very concerned about health and safety, very concerned about the health and safety of their families, and they want these questions answered. And we've been working on this for months. And it seems like it's taking forever, and we continue to press the NFL to provide us the answers that our guys want, and some of those issues are still outstanding.
We went from, four preseason, three preseason, then 2-1-0 pretty quickly there. Why don't the players want at least one preseason game?
So there's two issues. One's the COVID side of it, where if you're creating these safe bubbles at your facilities, what's the benefit to playing a game, mixing two groups, risking an outbreak for a game that doesn't count in the standings, and in doing so could derail the entire season if something happens? Second, the football side of it, and something we're still fighting for, is the proper acclimation period, as well as ramp up. And the more preseason games in the schedule, the shorter that ramp up can be. And what we learned from the lockout season where gyms were closed. We had guys who didn't go through a normal off-season program. We had a huge spike in soft tissue injuries, 25% increase overall, 44% increase in hamstrings, twice as many Achilles injuries. So we have that data from before, understanding that we didn't do the proper ramp up 10 years ago. And now it's necessary to do the proper ramp up to make sure we take guys from where they're at right now to game speed without rushing them back and having a mass injury event during training camp.
But you have a new head coach in Kevin Stefanski, just trying to get acclimated to being on the field, have communications up top and with your quarterback. How do you try to have some kind of semblance of a game or situational football where he's able to do that without it just being the first game of the regular season?
Yeah, I trust the coaches to be able to figure out how to put us in those positions in practice and put us in situations that we can mimic live game reps, mimic those situations and get ready for the game. And I think that's possible without preseason games. And, you know, how many, if we were to play one preseason game backed up to the regular season, how many of the starters who you're talking about getting ready would have played in that game, risking injury anyway? It just overall just didn't make sense to slide one in at the end, because I don't think it would have did what it was supposed to do.
What about inter-squad games? Do you see that happening?
Well, you mean between two teams or just between one team?
If you did two teams, could you see that happening?
That was the joint practice, and that was a recommendation from our joint subcommittee. That, again, just like the combining of bubbles during the preseason games, you didn't want to fly a group out to another city, have them live in a hotel for 4 days in a non-bubbled environment and have that risk of an outbreak. And that's the thing we've continued to preach, is we can easily get started. It's about staying started and continuing a season. And you can't make decisions to try to prioritize the football aspect of it, and in doing so, derail the entire season.
But you still remain confident that you're going to start on time?
Well, the NFL is allowed to open up the facilities. That's in their right. It's our job as a union to protect our players and try to create and demand the safest workplace possible. So the NFL and the clubs are going to start bringing players back, all players back in the next week. We have things in place to monitor them and make sure they're taking everything we're putting into place seriously. And if they don't, then we'll have actions that we'll take to make sure we keep our guys safe. And as guys report, we'll continue to monitor that and make sure everything's going well.
But where things stand today, though, JC, are the players expected to report?
If the team players have contracts, so if the team tells you to come back on the 28th, as long as it fits within the CBA, you go back. Those are the rules, and that's why the union's pushing so hard for protections to make sure these locker rooms, these facilities are put into place and up to code, that guys aren't being at risk by being at the facility. So that's what we continue to fight for, continue to demand, and push the NFL to make sure these are as safe as environments as possible.
If the facility was open today, would you show up?
Me, no. I don't have to be there till the 28th.
No, but so, if it was open, let's say if today was reporting day, would you be there?
If today was the 28th, I would be there because I'm contractually obligated to be there.
Okay. The Antonio Brown situation, where does the NFL Players Association, what's the role with them? Because he said he was going to retire. Now he says he wants the NFL to wrap up their investigation so he can play again. What role does the Players Association play in a player? Is Antonio Brown still a member of the union?
If he's retired, he would be a non-active player.
He's retired. I think
I'm not sure he filed the paperwork or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. I didn't see that report whenever that came out about him retiring then unretiring. So I'll have to look into kind of what we can do to help wrap up that situation. But I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that the commissioner doesn't look at this and go, boy, it's Antonio Brown. Let me wrap this up. He's got to treat everybody the same. But it feels like it's just been kind of hanging out there. And that's why I was curious what the role of here you are the president of the NFL Players Association, and if you even get involved in something like that, or is it management that gets involved in this?
Well, that'd be more probably a lawyer for us than me. I think Antonio would probably rather have the lawyer defend.
is this your home?
Yeah.
It's kind of sparse there. I don't have any curtains. Like, what's there's
we've got the pull down shades, blackout shades. So they're up high.
Okay.
Minimalist. That's what we went for.
Where's the paintings or posters or something?
We got two paintings over there. Some books. A very white-out environment.
Do you have a weight room there?
I've got one down in the basement.
Oh, okay. By the way, we had you on June 16th, and you and McLovin had a bet based off Cornell-Dartmouth. Now that game has moved to the spring, I guess. So maybe you could attend.
I heard the sigh of relief when that announcement came out from McLovin. I heard that out loud when he got that news that he wouldn't have to face the wrath of Cornell.
Yes, McLovin.
Well, that's typical Cornell. Get an extension because you know you're not going to do well on a paper. That's something JC knows really well about.
Wow. Any response there, JC?
I mean, if they are going to play in the spring, I think I will have to make an appearance. I think that's the only way to do it.
McLovin?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to go to Ithaca in the spring.
Oh. Is there a good time to go to Ithaca, McLovin?
That's JC. I haven't been there.
There's about a month and a half. If you get right, it's the perfect weather.
Hey, great to talk to you again. My best to your father, who I know watches the show. And hopefully we got football starting here coming up soon. But thank you again, JC.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
That's JC Treader. He's the head of the NFL Players Association. He's the president in the Cleveland Browns Center. That trash talking, that Ivy League trash talk. Yeah. Wow, is that heated.
That's like Snoop Dogg and DMX going at it last night was right there.
A couple of phone calls in here. So it sounds like the players are cautiously optimistic, but they'd like a few more things before they report here by the end of the month. John in Washington. Hey, John, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, 63200. Hey, going back to the most valuable Danette,
yeah.
I was wondering if McLovin's LeBron-like performance in the 2018 AAU-AA comp gets a little recognition and gets him some brownie points there.
Wow, okay. He was most valuable to his team and not to the show. There's a difference in that value. Yes, McLovin.
But we got a note from Stats, Inc. that Ethan was on the team with Daryl Morey when they were keeping stats on their intramural league.
Yeah.
So Ethan's got some basketball chops, too.
By the way, Ethan will be back on the show tomorrow, I'm being told.
Back on the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean back supporting the show?
No, I think he supports the show, but I think he wanted to give one of the people that work underneath him an opportunity to shine for a day. Being a team player that he is. But Ethan wanted to rest his back from carrying the show. And I said, you know what? Take a day off. So when I say he'll be back on the show, it's his back will be back on the show because he's been carrying it.
It was weird because I was wondering why it's so easy for me to stay awake today. That's because I'm not being bombarded by stats.
Skip in Texas joins us. Hey, Skip, what do you have for me?
Hey, 63185. And I think it's going way to the positive, going with this MVD thing. We got to get back to the LVD. I think the Lifetime Achievement Award should go to Fritzy. But I also think that McLovin is right close.
Wow.
Wow.
Should we just scrap that? And thank you for the phone call, Skip. Should we just scrap most valuable Danette and just go to the least valuable Danette?
Keep it negative?
Yeah. Like, what's more entertaining? Do people want to hear who's the most valuable Danette or the least valuable Danette? Yes, McLovin.
Remember when you had that LVD of the month thing and
yes,
you lost all the photos except
well,
for Todd?
Well, you guys, I know, you guys were hiding your photos so you wouldn't be the winner or loser.
I was
loser.
Up there for like a year and a half with a big smiling face like, yeah, I'm the weakest link.
I think Martin Ario found them. They're in the mail room. But I was looking for those pictures because each month I'd put up least valuable Danette. And Todd was up for a good 14 months every single month because I couldn't find anybody else's picture.
Well, not even a sad, disappointed face. I had this big, ridiculous grin like
you
I was
had,
embracing it.
You remember the movie like Ernest Goes to Camp? Like, you had that Ernest goes to camp look.
This cap on.
Yeah.
Kind of it's like when you walked into the supermarket and, like, the butcher was, yeah, you know, employee of the month. That's exactly.
I know. I love those pictures because I just said, hey, you guys got to take pictures. Just take it. I'll let you know what it's going to be for. And everybody had these corny pictures. And Todd's I loved. Least valuable Danette. I mean, we can do most valuable Danette if you want to. I don't know if anybody wants to hear something positive. I like least valuable Danette. You guys want to vote?
On who the least valuable is?
At the halfway point. How about this? At the halfway point of the season, who do the Danettes feel like is the most valuable Danette?
Mid-season MVP.
Mid-season. We'll take a break. So you got 5 minutes and 45 seconds to come up with an answer as we take a break here. Who is the least valuable and most valuable? And then if there's a tie, then I'll cast my vote. Fair enough, Todd?
Yes. I hesitate.
Do we want to hesitate
because it's so anti-camaraderie, and I know it's just for fun.
No, but it brings us all together to pick on one guy.
Some of us are more sensitive than others, though.
Do you want to have a blind vote? Would you feel better about that?
Come on.
You have one bad eye. Paulie, you're blind in one eye.
My people.
You're not blind. You got one good eye. Do you guys want to do a blind vote on, or just want to do it where I just ask you?
You know, I like the anonymous suggestion box thing, so you know what I'm voting for.
Then we'll do it the other way. All right, we'll take a break here, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Yesterday, we came out with what we thought was a great idea for a T-shirt, the Pittsburgh Blue Jays, and then Pittsburgh ruined it by saying to the Blue Jays, you can't come to town. Then we have the Buffalo Blue Jays T-shirt that's already made up. And then Seton just gave us a new edition, another option. It would be City TBD Blue Jays. So those T-shirts are available on the website there. Great stuff. All of our T-shirts there. Great prices there. And you can go and you can order yours now. All right. This is something that could tear the very fabric of this show apart. I don't know if we've ever done mid-season, least valuable, most valuable Danette. But I'm going to have the Danettes vote on one another. Okay. Now, anonymous vote. I thought that this made it a little bit more suspenseful, certainly if you're listening on radio, as I open up the card here. Here is our first selection. Most valuable Danette is Paul. Least valuable Danette is Todd. Most valuable Danette is McLovin. Least valuable Danette is Mario. All right. Didn't know Mario was eligible. Most valuable Danette, Paulie. Least valuable Danette, McLovin. And here is the final vote. The most valuable Danette, Paul. Least valuable Danette, McLovin. Paulie is at the halfway point, the most valuable Danette. He got 3 of 4 votes, which means maybe Paulie voted for himself. Okay.
I absolutely did.
Okay. Least valuable Danette, McLovin got 2 votes, Mario got 1, and Todd got 1. So the halfway point is Paulie. Most valuable Danette, least valuable Danette is McLovin. And I'm sure I'll hear from Ethan here really soon. Yes, Tom.
So if you're not either one, like according to these current stats, like Seton and I, we're just kind of journeyman, like we're this middle of the road.
Well, Seton didn't get a vote either way. You got a least valuable Danette.
Right, but if you don't win most or least, you're just kind of, you play for 9 different teams, you're middle of the road, you're there, you're not doing journeyman anything terrible. Danette. You're not doing anything particularly great either.
Anybody want to say who they voted for? Paulie voted for himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I voted for Todd for least valuable. I got to stay on brand, yeah, man. I was called nice earlier.
Shocker. Anybody else want to talk about their vote? Yes, you.
See, I put Paul as MVD, And then I put Andrew as LVD because I thought the choice was so obviously Todd that I just wanted to get Andrew's name in there.
Well, congratulations, McLovin.
I voted for Paulie for most, but now I feel like I got to worry.
Why would Todd,
now that I know that he voted for me at least, I feel like...
It's shocking you would vote for Paulie.
Never standing up for Todd again.
Because if we did this where we were actually saying and not writing it down, and you said it, then I would go, okay, I understand why you would do it. This is anonymous. And
I just admitted that.
I know.
So this is not anonymous anymore.
I know. Not anonymous.
But now that I know Paulie voted me least, I don't know if I have to get that paper back and redo my whole thing.
How could you be surprised that Paulie voted you least valuable, Danette?
I think deep down, you know, I'm just putting it out there. Deep down, I think he appreciates me and loves me very much, but it's not to what he just wants the world to...
No, that was my vote. No, I stand by it. It was not to be
this
mean.
This is separate from the vote. Just in general. I think there's a lot of love there. It's just he needs, you know, got to pull it out of him a little bit, the love. It's like a hidden love.
Just throw him a cookie, Paulie. Come on. Just say something.
I like chocolate chip.
Four guests today.
Yep. Yeah, he did well.
Nice. Four guests, Fritzy.
He's having a nice week.
At least two tomorrow.
If he adds one or two more tomorrow, oh, boy. He's going to...
So we're not there yet.
No, no,
meet
no.
Meet Friday and two guests, that's not... It's not weekend
time.
No.
But that's a possibility, a distinct possibility. Craig in Kentucky joins us. Hey, Craig, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. 59193. I've been wanting to ask this question for a long, long time, so I'm very excited about the answer. If you had to pick each Danette for each one of these positions, who would you pick as your neighbor, your boss, your wingman, and who to back you up in a bar fight?
That's a lot, though, to unpack here, Craig. I don't know if I'm going to have time. So somebody I want with me in a bar fight, my neighbor, wingman, boss.
That's a good final hour poll question for everyone to weigh in on, not just yourself. I'd be curious.
Yeah, but
to
we
see
have it. Two guests. You cluttered the last hour with two guests.
There's just the room to do a poll question. That's why I'm the least valuable. I didn't have the forethought to realize there wouldn't be room for a poll question.
Kennedy in Kentucky. Hey, Kennedy.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to give a shout out. I think Mario is clearly the MIP. I mean, I think he went from delivering lunch or breakfast to now he's got his own little segment during the off camera. So MIP, clearly Mario.
Okay, so the most improved is Mario. Well,
he's the most promoted.
Yeah, like Tyler, I think Tyler went from smoking cigarettes to now being the moderator of Chat Row.
What do you do here, Tyler? I smoke cigarettes.
That Paulie goes, I don't know. That's Tyler. If you're watching, Tyler. Paulie got Tyler to quit smoking by saying you can host Chat Row. So Tyler, the moderator. Paulie goes, what does Tyler do? I said, I don't know. He goes, I think he just smokes cigarettes.
But all day, every day.
He's really good at it. All right, final hour coming up.